This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Actalize. Alter place. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Actalize. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you being treated with Actalize against the benefits they expect it will have for you. This leaflet was last updated on the date at the end of this leaflet. More recent information may be available. The latest consumer medicine information is available from your pharmacist, doctor, or from www.medicines.org.au, and may contain important information about the medicine and its use of which you should be aware. If you have any concerns about being treated with this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this information with the medicine. You may need to read it again. What Actalize is used for? Actalize is used to treat a number of conditions caused by blood clots forming within blood vessels, including heart attacks caused by blood clots in the arteries of the heart, myocardial infarction, blood clots in the arteries of the lungs, pulmonary embolism, stroke caused by blood clot in an artery of the brain, acute ischemic stroke. Actalize contains the active ingredient alteplase. It belongs to a group of medicines called thrombolytic agents. Actalize works by dissolving clots in the blood vessels. These clots cause disease by interfering with normal blood flow. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. Before you are given Actalize, when you must not be given it. You should not be given Actalize if you have an allergy to any medicine containing alteplase, the active ingredient in Actalize. Any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Because of the risk of bleeding, Actalize should not be given to you if you have, or have had, current bleeding, or severe bleeding in the past 6 months, a family history of bleeding disorders, or a tendency to bleed, a previous condition resulting in bleeding, or suspected bleeding in the brain, heart and lung resuscitation, childbirth, organ biopsy, or an invasive medical procedure in the past 10 days. Major surgery, including heart, head, or spinal surgery, or significant trauma, including trauma to the head in the past 3 months. Severe and uncontrolled high blood pressure. Tumors in which the risk of bleeding is increased. Any blood clotting defect. Current treatment with other thrombolytic agents, medicines used for dissolving blood clots, or an anti-clotting agent, anticoagulant, such as warfarin. Certain diseases of the blood vessels, heart, brain, esophagus, stomach/intestine, liver, kidney, or pancreas in which the risk of bleeding is increased. Serious liver problems. In addition to the above medical conditions, Actalize should not be used for the treatment of heart attack or pulmonary embolism if you have, or have had, a stroke caused by bleeding in the brain, condition known as hemorrhagic stroke, or a stroke of unknown origin at any time. A stroke caused by blood clot in the artery of the brain, condition known as ischemic stroke, or a transient ischemic attack, TIA in the past 6 months, unless the symptoms of your stroke occurred within the past 4.5 hours and you are about to be treated for it. Actalize should not be used for the treatment of acute ischemic stroke if you have, or have had, experienced the symptoms of your stroke for more than 4.5 hours, or if you do not know when they began. Mild neurological symptoms, or when the symptoms are rapidly improving before receiving Actalize. A very severe stroke. Any signs of bleeding in the brain, or any condition that increases the risk of bleeding in the brain. Fits, or seizures at the onset of stroke. Treatment with heparin in the past 48 hours, and your bleeding time is abnormal. Previous stroke, or serious head injury or trauma within the last 3 months. Previous stroke and you are diabetic. A low platelet count. Platelets are blood cells involved in blood clotting. Severe high blood pressure, over 185/110 mmHg. very low sugar, glucose level in your blood, under 50 mg per deciliter, or under 2.8 millimole per liter, or very high sugar level in your blood, over 400 mg per deciliter, or over 22.2 millimole per liter. This medicine must not be given to a child or adolescent under the age of 18 years. Safety and effectiveness in children and adolescents younger than 18 years have not been established. Actalis should not be used after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. If you are not sure whether you should be given this medicine, talk to your doctor before you are given it. It is important that your doctor knows your medical history before administering Actalis. Tell your doctor if you have any allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Tell your doctor if you have or have had any of the following conditions: a previous heart attack, or any other heart condition, a previous stroke caused by a blood clot in the brain, or a transient ischemic attack, TIA more than 6 months previously. This only applies if you're being treated for heart attack, or pulmonary embolism, diabetes mellitus, bleeding from inside, or around your eyes, or visual disturbances, high blood pressure, severe liver disease, any recent medical procedure such as a biopsy, or injection. If you are uncertain as to whether you have or have had any of these conditions, you should raise those concerns with your doctor. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant or are breastfeeding. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Tell your doctor if you are over the age of 70 years. The risks of treatment with Actalis may be increased in patients over 70 years if they have or have had high blood pressure, or in any patient over 80 years of age. Before starting treatment with Actalis, your doctor will assess other factors which may increase the risks of using Actalis. Your doctor will take special care with Actalis if you have or have had any infected veins and cannula sites, any condition in which bleeding is a significant risk or would be particularly difficult to manage because of its location. Ever received Actalis before? If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell him or her before you are given Actalis. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you get without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Actalis may interfere with each other. These include aspirin, heparin, warfarin, or any other medicines used to thin the blood and prevent blood clots. ACE inhibitors, a group of medicines used to treat high blood pressure. These medicines may be affected by Actalis or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while using this medicine. How Actalis is given. Actalis will be prepared and administered to you by your doctor or by a healthcare professional. It is not for self-administration. Treatment with Actalis should be initiated as soon as possible after the start of your symptoms. Actalis is supplied as a powder and sterilized water for injections. Before use, the water for injections is added to the powder to form a solution ready for administration. This solution is given into a vein through a drip line. How much is given? The recommended dose is 100 mg given over 90 or 180 minutes for a heart attack, or over 120 minutes for pulmonary embolism. A lower dose, 1.5 mg per kilogram, is recommended for patients weighing less than 65 kilograms. No more than 100 mg should be given, because it is associated with a higher risk of bleeding, especially in the brain. For treatment of acute ischemic stroke, a dose equivalent to 0.9 mg per kilogram body weight is given over 60 minutes. The maximum dosage should not exceed 90 mg. Your doctor might prescribe a different dose or duration of treatment to that described here. If you want more information, ask your doctor. If you are given too much, overdose. Overdose is unlikely because Actalis is administered under medical supervision. Symptoms of an overdose may include bleeding. In the case of serious bleeding, your doctor will immediately stop treatment with Actalis and heparin. Your doctor will start appropriate treatment to control the bleeding and, if necessary, replace the lost blood. While you are being given Actalis, things you must not do. You should not take aspirin for the first 24 hours after treatment with Actalis. Your doctor may give you an injection with heparin if this is necessary. Things to be careful of. Actalis increases the risk of bleeding and bruising. After treatment with Actelize, medical staff will avoid giving you injections or moving you unless absolutely necessary. Your doctor will probably continue to treat you with heparin and aspirin after treatment with Actelize. This is to reduce the risk of more blood clots forming. If you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint when getting out of bed or standing up, get up slowly. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from bed or chairs, will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. If this problem continues or gets worse, talk to your doctor. Side effects. Tell your doctor, as soon as possible, if you do not feel well while you are being given Actelize. This medicine may have unwanted side effects in a few people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical attention if you get some of the side effects. If you are over 80 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following list of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor to answer any questions you may have. If any of the following happen, tell your doctor immediately. Bleeding or blood clot within the head or brain. Symptoms may include collapse, sleepiness, difficulty in speaking, or slurred speech, numbness or weakness of the arms or legs, headache, dizziness, visual disturbance, confusion, loss of memory, agitation, depression, weakness on one side of the body, convulsions, fits or seizures, psychosis, a severe mental condition in which the person loses contact with reality and is unable to think and judge clearly. Difficulty swallowing. Bleeding from the skin, mouth, gums, nose, or eyes. Bruising. Bleeding or bruising where the injection is given. Nausea, vomiting, or vomiting blood or material that looks like coffee grounds. Bleeding from the back passage, black sticky bowel motions, stools, or bloody diarrhea. Blood in the urine. Coughing up blood. Changes in heart rate, fast, slow, or irregular, extra heartbeats, weak pulse. Chest pain, pain behind the breastbone, sometimes spreading to the neck and shoulders. Shortness of breath, tiring easily after light physical activity such as walking, waking up short of breath at night. Rapid, shallow breathing. Cold, clammy, or white skin. Lightheadedness. Weakness. Fluid retention in different parts of the body, often first noticed as swollen ankles and feet. Restlessness. Any symptoms of an allergic reaction, e.g. rash, itching, hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, throat, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty swallowing or breathing. High body temperature. Due to the life-threatening nature of the diseases for which Actelize is used, some deaths have occurred after treatment. However, use of Actelize in large numbers of patients has shown that when used as recommended, the benefits outweigh the risks. There have also been reports of blockages of blood vessels following treatment with Actelize. This can lead to organ failure, e.g. kidney failure. Nausea and vomiting can occur after a heart attack and may or may not be increased by Actelize. The above list includes very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention. Tell your doctor if you notice anything that is making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some people. After being given Actelize, storage. Actelize will be stored in the pharmacy or on the ward below 30 degrees Celsius and protected from light. After mixing with sterilized water for injections, Actelize should be used immediately. If not used immediately, the product may be stored in a refrigerator, 2 to 8 degrees Celsius, and used within 24 hours. Disposal. Actelize is for single use only and any unused solution must be discarded. Product description. What it looks like. Actelize is the brand name of your medicine. It comes as a sterile white to off-white powder in clear glass vials containing 10 mg, corresponding to 5,800,000 IU, 20 mg, corresponding to 11,600,000 IU, or 50 mg, corresponding to 29 million IU ultra place. Actelize powder must be mixed with sterilized water for injections before use. When mixed, the resulting solution is colorless to pale yellow. Actelize is available as a pack containing one vial of powder and one vial of sterilized water for injections. Actelize is available in the following pack sizes. One vial of powder with 10 mg ultraplace and one vial with 10 milliliters of sterilized water for injections. 1 vial of powder with not distributed in Australia 20 mg Ultiplace, and 1 vial with 20 ml of sterilized water for injections. 1 vial of powder with 50 mg Ultiplace, and 1 vial with 50 ml of sterilized water for injections. Ingredients. Actilize powder contains 10 mg, 20 mg, or 50 mg of Ultiplace as the active ingredient. It also contains arginine, phosphoric acid, polysorbate 80, nitrogen, sodium hydroxide, or phosphoric acid may be added to adjust the acidity of Actilize. Supplier. Actilize is supplied in Australia by Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. ABN 52000452308, Sydney, Australia. www.boehringeringelheim.com.au. This consumer medicine information was updated in October 2023. Actilize is a registered trademark of Boehringer Ingelheim. Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. 2023. Australian registration numbers. 10 mg vial, Ostar 64240. 20 mg vial, Ostar 43375. 50 mg vial, Ostar 17905.